Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Brian Sears of the Daily Record. Brian, you've been doing some work that I used to do a lot of when I was covering state politics for the Baltimore Sun. I was never sure if anybody really cared a lot about it, but the one thing I think they did care about were high rollers spending a lot of money in campaigns. But now the Supreme Court says that that doesn't really matter anymore. We don't have to worry about it. And so the state isn't worrying about it. But Common Cause is worrying about it. And maybe the voters worry about it. What's going on there?
What we've found in the last couple of weeks is that Common Cause has spent a considerable amount of time trying to find out exactly how this latest Supreme Court decision called McCutcheon affects the aggregate limits and aggregate collection of donations in Maryland. And
remind us of what the old rules were there.
The decision was based on federal law, but it does affect Maryland law because Maryland law was basically based on the federal law. And in Maryland, donors were limited to donating $4,000 to any one candidate and $10,000 in the aggregate, $10,000 to any number of candidates in a four-year period. When the Supreme Court earlier this year struck that down, essentially what they eliminated was not the individual limit. So an individual person or corporation can still only give $4,000 to one candidate, but they can give that $4,000 over and over and over again to any number of candidates until they run out of money.
So we don't know at this point whether anybody is taking advantage of that. That's what they were trying to. That's what Common Cause was trying to find out.
Yeah, what Common Cause found, they went through and they spent 3 months on this. They had two interns that worked on this, and they spent 3 months working on it. They managed to get through about half of the list of donors over the last 4 years. $23.1 million that they've identified. The problem is that there's no really good, easy way of doing this, in addition to the fact that the paperwork can sometimes be sloppy, and data entry is not consistent from campaign to campaign. The state just doesn't track it, and now that the Supreme Court has struck this down, there really isn't any intent to track it.
Well, I mean, if you don't do it, then there really is, you know, that whole idea of transparency and accountability and having it there in the record for a citizen that might want to find out, it's laughable, isn't it?
Well, that's right. I mean, and you know, look, I talked to Jared DeMarinis, who runs the Office of Candidacy and Campaign Finance for the state, and he would tell you that the records are all there. And he also acknowledges it's a difficult task to try and unravel this. And he was working on a system that he hoped would make this a little more transparent, with the understanding that the $10,000 aggregate limit was going to remain in place. But he said once that disappeared, he's got a very small office, and since they're not legally required to track it, he feels that the money is better spent focusing on the things that they are required to enforce. And so, you know, he says, look, the information is there. We understand it's difficult to get, but, you know, I think that leaves it to people like you and me and Common Cause to try and figure it out.
Do you think that the campaigns are licking their chops about this? I mean, the lobbyists must be terrified. You know, there's no limit on what they can give on behalf of their employers now.
I think there are a couple of sides to this. I think, yes, the candidates on every level are going to be excited about this. I think local races are going to get a lot more expensive from council races on up. And I think that lobbyists and donors who previously had deep pockets and were able to say, hey, gosh, I'm all tapped out because of the aggregate limit.
Can't say it anymore.
Can't say it anymore.
Okay, Brian, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For Brian Sears, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.